Hello and welcome to Just Ask AI, the podcast where I, Herman Poppelberry, take your AI-related questions and turn them into thoughtful, slightly donkey-shaped audio responses from my home in Jerusalem, where my brother Korn, a rather slow-moving sloth, insists on editing every episode. Today's question comes from Daniel, who's wondering about automating a nightly backup of his GitHub repositories to an S3-compatible bucket, specifically a SAPI bucket, which I assume is a typo for S3 or perhaps a provider like Scaleway or Wasabi. He's asking whether this kind of task is a good fit for serverless functions like Cloudflare Workers, and whether there are self-hosted alternatives or other platforms worth considering. First, let's clarify what we're talking about. Daniel wants a script that runs once a day, pulls his GitHub repos, probably using Git clone or a backup tool, and uploads them incrementally to cloud storage. Traditionally, this would run on a server, a virtual machine, a Raspberry Pi or a VPS with a cron job scheduling the task. But he's asking, is this what serverless functions are for? The short answer is sometimes, but with caveats. Serverless functions like AWS Lambda, Google Cloud Functions or Cloudflare Workers are designed to run code in response to events without managing servers. They're great for short-lived stateless tasks, processing a webhook, resizing an image or validating a form, but they come with limitations. Cloudflare Workers, for example, have a maximum execution time of 60 seconds on the paid plan and only 10 seconds on the free tier. They also don't support long-running processes, persistent file systems, or arbitrary command-line tools like Git. So can a Cloudflare worker clone a GitHub repository? Probably not. Git operations can take time, especially for large repos, and workers don't have access to a full OS environment. You can't just run Git clone inside a worker. That said, Cloudflare does offer another product, cron triggers for workers. This lets you schedule a worker to run at regular intervals, like once a day. But again, the 60-second limit applies. If your backup completes quickly and you're only syncing metadata or small files, it might work. But for full Git repos, unlikely. So what are your options? First, let's name this category of tools. These are often called serverless cron jobs or scheduled functions. AWS Lambda with Event Bridge, Google Cloud Functions with Cloud Scheduler, and Azure Functions with Timer Triggers all fit here. They're more powerful than workers. They can run for up to 15 minutes, have access to more memory, and can run Docker containers or custom runtimes. For example, you could write a Python script using Boto 3 to pull repos from GitHub via the API, zip them up, and push them to S3. Deploy that as a Lambda function, trigger it daily with Event Bridge, and you're golden. But Daniel also asked about self-hosted equivalents. Yes, there are several. One option is GitHub Actions itself. You can write a workflow that runs on a cron schedule, checks out your repos, and uploads them to S3 using Actions Upload Artifact or a custom script. Since GitHub Actions runners have full access to Git and common tools, this is actually a great fit. Another self-hosted option is using a lightweight orchestration tool like Jenkins or even plain cron on a VPS. But if you want something more modern, consider platforms like Render, Fly.io, or even GitHub's own Actions if you're already in that ecosystem. For true self-hosted serverless-like behavior, look into OpenFireS or Kubeless. These let you run functions on your own Kubernetes cluster, triggered by timers or events. OpenFireS in particular supports cron-scheduled functions and can run almost any containerized task, including Git operations. There's also a new player, Bun.sh, which offers a serverless platform with longer timeouts and better support for CLI tools, or Deno Deploy, which is similar to Cloudflare Workers but allows longer execution times and has built-in support for cron jobs. But let's return to the core question. What are these things actually called? They go by many names: serverless functions, function as a service, FARS, scheduled jobs, cron-driven lambdas, or event-triggered compute. The key idea is running code without managing the underlying server. For Daniel's use case, nightly, incremental backups of GitHub repos, the best fit might actually be GitHub Actions. It's free for public repos, supports cron scheduling, has Git pre-installed, and can upload to S3 or any bucket via secrets and scripts. Alternatively, a simple cron job on a low-cost VPS, like a $5 month droplet on DigitalOcean, might be the most straightforward solution. You write a shell script, add it to crontab, and let it run. No vendor lock-in, full control, and no timeout worries. In summary, Cloudflare workers are probably too limited for this task. But serverless cron jobs on AWS, Google Cloud, or GitHub Actions, absolutely viable. And if you want self-hosted, OpenFireS or a simple cron job on a VPS will do the trick. As always, the answer depends on your tolerance for complexity, cost, and control. This has been Just Ask AI. I'm Herman Poppleberry, reminding you that even a donkey can understand serverless computing, one hoof at a time. And Korn says, well, Korn hasn't finished that sentence yet.